You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I am talking to Amy Ballett. And Amy is the CEO and founder of the creative content agency Killer Visual Strategies. Following a history of entrepreneurial endeavors, Amy founded Killer Infographic, now Killer Visual Strategies, in 2010. In the years since, Killer Visual Strategies has grown to become an industry leader, driving visual strategy and campaigns for global brands, including Microsoft, Nikon, Adobe Max, SMX, and more. She's also a regular teacher at the School of Visual Concepts, a guest university lecturer, a LinkedIn learning instructor, and the author of the acclaimed book, Killer Visual Strategies. So thank you so much, Amy, for taking some time to chat with me today. I'm so excited to dive in into what is a visual strategist and what exactly you do. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So let's first dive in because I think my listeners are first going to want to know more about your expertise and what does it actually mean to be an expert in visual strategy?
Definitely. I'm happy to answer that. In fact, the concept of a visual strategist is still so new. The fact of the matter is we've seen a huge shift in what audiences expect from brands or services that are marketing to them. And today's audience is 91%, and this is a global statistic, not just a local statistic. 91% of audiences prefer visual content, so, you know, image-driven content as their primary, secondary, and tertiary form of communication and connection with a brand or service. So their first time learning about you, their first time deciding whether or not they want to trust you as kind of their go-to brand, their go-to service, or their go-to salesperson, they're looking for what visual content you can put in front of them to educate them about who you are, to gain that trust, and to keep them engaged throughout your relationship with them. Now, it's not just, hey, let me throw some visual content out there. Let me grab a stock photo and put some text on that stock photo and say, hey, this is everything. It's going to work perfectly. That's not how visual content works. There are so many nuances that go into creating visual content that truly succeeds in the marketplace. And that's where a visual strategist comes in. It's kind of the idea of being a content marketer mixed with being a designer. The combination of the two is what a visual strategist is, somebody who is able to consider all of the marketing needs and drive marketing strategy, but also create all of the necessary content that hits all of the key points of visual communication, which is a very specific science in visual design.
You just blew my mind. I think for a long time, I've wondered if that person actually exists because, you know, on one end, it's easy to find like graphic designers and, you know, content is something we all know about, but I've never heard of bringing those things together. And that sounds magical.
Yeah, it's honestly something that we kind of stumbled upon. The fact is we're seeing the demand for it really grow these days. In fact, there's a new exec level role called Chief Visual Strategist. Whoa. that major companies are hiring for. And it really is that kind of person who has lived in multimedia. They don't have to be somebody who can execute on the design work, but they have to at least be a creative director. They have to be somebody who can really speak to graphic design and speak to graphic designers in their own language, which is really important. I used to work only in marketing, and I used to have to hire all of these different agencies to kind of execute on my vision. And it was always a stressful experience because I could never find a way to communicate exactly what I wanted to those designers. And so when I started my company, Killer Visual Strategies, when I started it, the whole idea was, let's create an agency where marketers can talk to designers without anything getting lost in translation. How do we create a marketing-driven design agency? And that's kind of what birthed all of it about 10 years ago.
So this is a personal-driven question, because one thing I've become obsessed with in my business is, I come from the fitness membership and sale a background. So every effort that I put out and that we put out in our business, one thing that we're really tying it to is ROI. And when I first started our business, the Fitness Leader Institute and ashleyshaw.ca, I started running Facebook ads, but I was very timid at any ad spend without knowing that I invest $1, I get $2 back. And so in the beginning, I was like bootstrapping it and, you know, really just trying to put my effort in the places that I knew money was coming back. And if an ad wasn't getting that return, I would shut it off immediately. So, I think there's a lot of listeners out there that are going to be very similar in that idea of they only want to invest in things that they can clearly connect the ROI. So I become obsessed with this in our business of understanding how each person adds to that ROI in the business. So if you were to pick, you know, one or two numbers that you really impact with being a visual strategist and an expert in this area, what would you say those numbers are?
Honestly, you actually hit the nail on the head right there. ROI and conversion rates. That's the whole idea of visual strategy. When you think about Facebook as an example, Facebook has really pushed their algorithm to be video dependent, where, you know, if you're posting video, you're using video and you're advertising, you have a far higher likelihood of people actually being engaged with that ad, actually seeing that ad as well multiple times on their feed. The other aspect of Facebook that I think is really important is how people are using stock imagery. Facebook puts out yearly updates on their numbers when it comes to the types of visual content that works on Facebook and what doesn't work. Stock imagery doesn't work. Custom illustration and custom photography converts 3.3 times better than stock imagery does. So, you know, we have a client called ARX. ARX is this amazing workout machine that uses artificial intelligence to shift the actual weight that you are pushing or pulling. It's a rowing machine. It's a leg machine. It's a huge machine. But every millisecond, that weight and that pressure shifts so that as you're pushing and pulling, you're actually engaging about 90% of your muscles in a single set of reps. You can do 14 minutes on that machine a week, and it's equal to doing arm day every other day for a week. It's ridiculous. When we started advertising ARX, they originally had some kind of mocked up photography, and it was okay. It worked somewhat on Facebook. But when we took the time to get some custom photos of the machine with their actual employees in the machine, using the machine, really showing it off in spaces like in people's homes, so you could actually get an understanding of how that machine would fit in your home, that's when we started to see people really click, because the reality of the machine and that service became a lot easier to grasp for all of the audience members we were going after.
You're blowing my mind right now. Okay, cool. If I think about this, so what you've just said is that if you are going to make any effort in your social media in order to increase engagement, what the stats are telling us is that video, custom illustration, and personalized photos are the ones that will always do the best, with video leading that charge.
Exactly. Exactly. And okay. with video, you can do like if you're in network marketing, then you're selling yourself as much as you're selling that end product. And yeah. So when it comes to video, do selfie style videos. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do a super high production value video when you're selling yourself specifically, because when you make it a selfie style video, it's more authentic. I have a cousin who started up really early in Prove It, which is a keto drink. Mm-hmm. And when she started, she went in her first year from, I think, about $10 or $15 in her first month to $300,000 by the end of the year. And they bought her a Lexus, like just a ridiculous,
that's amazing,
ridiculous growth, right?
That's a dream, right?
Exactly. And the way she did it was she actually every single day committed to two things. One was a selfie style video, letting people know how she was personally feeling in life, because she was drinking Prove It every day. So she was letting people know, like, if she was feeling energized or if she had just a low personal moment and how she was able to kind of overcome it by feeling energized from drinking Prove It and things like that. The other thing she committed to was a candid photo a day. And with that candid photo a day, she always would find something really funny out and about in the world and take a photo that was completely hers, not something any other competitor could go get because it was candid, it was original. And then she'd add a little, like, up to 6-word phrase on it to make it her own meme. And so those were the two things she did every day. And it was so successful for her. It was crazy.
I need to know your cousin's name and handle, because I need to, one, I need to connect with her and bring her on the show. Like,
yeah,
I love this strategy. Are you able to share your cousin's name?
Yeah, her name is Becky Tinney.
Okay. Becky Tinney. All right. So I'll link it up in the show notes here so that those that are interested can go check her out and see what she's putting out there. That's amazing. So, okay. So then what we're gathering here is that people do not want just necessarily a cookie cutter feed. They want to feel that it's sort of fluid and they want to see you in action versus just a picture perfect sort of feed they can't relate to.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, when we think about where we are today versus where we were in marketing even 5 years ago, mm-hmm. every year there's a new explosion of services. I mean, think about TikTok. TikTok, were we even saying TikTok a year ago? Did we even really know what that was? Yet all of a sudden it grew to 800 million users. It's one of the fastest growing social networks online. But the thing about TikTok, the thing about Instagram and all those different sites, they make you a content creator. They put the power in your hands and the tools in your hands to create custom original content. And so it's a blessing and a curse. As customers, as audience members, we're all content creators. So we understand the level of effort that it requires of somebody trying to sell to us to create similar content. Mm-hmm. So if you are a big, well-known brand, you better be doing super high production value content, because your audiences expect you to pump a lot of money into the content. If you are a network marketer and your brand isn't huge, then at that point you can meet your audience at their level and create content that feels self-made more than anything. But when you are putting out static advertising, that's when it's a little bit different. So when it's animated or video, when it's in movement, you have that ability to be a little bit more authentic, be really at that level of, you know, a TikTok video or a Snap or something like that. But when you're putting out something that is a static ad, something that's not moving at all, that's where you should put your attention and time into a higher production value. Illustration, custom illustration, really catches people's eyes like never before, because it's something people can't do on their own. And so when people see a custom illustration that is specific to the product or service, they're actually more apt to click through on that than a photo, because they can go take a photo. Everybody can take their own photos, right, run it through some filters, and it looks amazing. Right. But there's no DIY tool out there that puts together the illustration you have in your head. That's mm-hmm. something people can't do. Therefore, people are more willing to click on an ad that has custom illustration.
Hmm. And do you have any recommendations for tools or things that people can be looking at and using to do more of this style of custom illustration and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I always first push LinkedIn Learning. LinkedIn okay. Learning is a wealth of information, and it doesn't just cover how to illustrate or how to design an ad. It covers marketing. It covers sales. There are so many phenomenal videos on LinkedIn Learning, so many great courses. Mm-hmm. But something that people don't know that I think is a really important differentiator from the Skillshares and Udemy's of the world, LinkedIn Learning, they actually go and curate their instructors. You can't just mm-hmm. put together a video, a course, and send it to LinkedIn Learning, upload it, and put it on there. They go out and they search for who their instructors are going to be. Then they make their instructors go through an arduous about 6-month tryout period.
Wow.
Then they help you write your scripts. Then in a non-COVID world, they fly you to their studios and film your entire course. They want to ensure that every aspect of it is super high quality and high value. Mm-hmm. So you know that when you're doing a LinkedIn Learning course, you're getting the best out there. You're getting the best online learning that you possibly can, because it's not just slapped together by somebody who wants to be a thought leader. It is the thought leaders in the space actually sharing their information. Mm-hmm. So that's a great area to go. Another thing I love pushing people to, the Noun Project. It's so simple. The Noun Project, any type of icon, any type of word that you want to visualize, you type it into their search tool and you will get a crowdsourced set of results of what the universal iconography is for that word. And so it will help you create some really good visual content. But ultimately, visual communication is what really succeeds online. Visual communication is where the graphics are telling the story, where you don't have to actually read text to understand what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. And that takes some steps. It's not an easy thing to do from the first time out. In my book, I show the first two infographics I ever designed. They're the worst designs ever. you think, okay, I'm great at design. I can attempt this and do something really great. Yeah. It's not like that. Visual communication is a mindset. It's a science, and you have to learn all of the rules that go along with ensuring you're actually executing it properly.
So cool. So when it comes to, I want to talk for a sec about lives and Facebook lives and Instagram lives. How mm-hmm. do you tie in those strategies and what are the best practices around those?
So again, if we're talking around the network marketing side of things, mm-hmm. lives work really well for contests. That's what you should be using them for. Something where your audience can participate in that contest. Maybe it's a workout challenge. Maybe it's a 30-day challenge or something like that. And you're doing a live every single day to check in. Or if you're not doing something that's a contest, maybe you're doing lives with somebody. And obviously, it's not as easy to do these days. But in a post-COVID world, plan to do them with somebody next to you that you're interviewing as you're going through. Those are two areas where they work really, really well, but they're not necessarily something where you should be pushing your product a lot. You mm-hmm. should be pushing the value of your product. You should be pushing the end results of the product, which is why a workout challenge is kind of an acceptable way to go, because you're not necessarily saying, I'll use Prove It again as an example. You're not necessarily yes. saying, hey, drink Prove It after every workout. You're just showing people energized, working hard. And hey, Prove It happens to be something that they might have in their water bottles. Maybe. But it's up to them to bring that up in their comments, not for you to push it and point it out over and over again.
Right. So in the example that when we were talking about Becky, you had talked about the two things she did was to have the candid photo per day and using those 6-word memes she was making. And then she was doing, it was a selfie video where she's talking about the value, and that could be another way to use your lives. Well, she said she was doing a video, or would you recommend doing lives in those scenarios?
She was doing a video and she was kind of doing it like a video diary almost.
Oh,
every day. Yeah. Every day was an update on what was going on in her life, and Prove It would come up sometimes when it made sense. Mm-hmm. Other times it wouldn't come up at all, because she wanted, and still wants, obviously, her end audience to know who she is, because she's not pushing something that she doesn't believe in. She'll only jump on a program that she 100% puts herself behind and believes in. So in the case of Prove It, it was very much talking about not just how Prove It was helping her from a physical standpoint, but she talked about just where she was in a mental space as well. And so that meant some days there was nothing about Prove It at all. It was just simply, I've been chasing my toddler around the house and he's in his terrible twos. And I just need a moment to vent to all the moms who are out there listening to me right now. You know, so that level of authenticity is really important in this space, because people do want to know who they're buying from. I used to drink Shakeology like it was my job. I was a P90Xer. I loved it. But I never knew who was selling me my Shakeology. And so it wasn't something where I was ever loyal to that person. Instead, I would jump around to different sellers based on where I could get the best deal.
Right.
And then eventually, that was actually when another family member had just gotten into it. And so then I started buying from that family member. But you want to know who you're buying from, because you know that they're getting a commission, and you want to make sure that you like who's getting that commission. It's important. And if you want to change up what you're buying, you want to know you can talk to that person and that they're going to give you what's right for you, not what's right for their pocketbooks.
And so I guess I love this reframing of things and thinking about social media in this different way. So how would you describe then, if we think about all the things that you've been teaching us, when your social media feed, should it feel more like a diary that someone else can't recreate? Or how would you, as a visual strategist, say that when somebody goes to your Instagram feed or even your Facebook feed, what is a home run when you have a look at their feed?
So a home run, in my opinion, and it, again, it's different in each industry, but in network marketing specifically and social selling, I want to go to that feed and see a lot of views of that person. I don't want to see a bunch of pictures of the product at all.
No.
If I see a bunch of pictures, if I see a bunch of pictures of the product, I know that the end, it's a great example of visual communication.
Yeah.
94% of first impressions are based entirely on the design of the first thing that we see. So if the first thing you see is somebody's Facebook feed, and that Facebook feed is filled with ads about what they're selling, then all of a sudden you're going to say, okay, I can't actually trust the message coming out of them, because there's a deep agenda here.
Right.
If, on the other hand, you land on their social network and you see, oh, hey, they're social, they're being themselves, they're using their feed to express themselves and who they are, there's a level of authenticity there. Then it becomes, do I want to get to know this person? Do I want to get to know what they stand for and build trust with this person specifically? A really good example that hooked me, I have a couple of slip discs in my back, and so I have sciatica. And I'm a huge workout-aholic, or whatever we want to call it. All of a sudden, I couldn't work out. And then I found yoga. And yoga, I actually abhorred for the longest time, because it didn't work up a sweat for me. So I felt like it was a waste of my time, but then it became the only thing I could do. And I went on YouTube and I said, who am I going to follow for yoga? And I ended up stumbling upon Yoga with Cassandra, which is what this yoga channel is called. And you go to her main channel, every single thumbnail, every video thumbnail shows her doing a yoga routine of some sort. So I know that it's a super rich site with hundreds of videos to choose from. So that was one reason I chose following her. But another reason I chose following her was because of how she then grouped all of that. Because if you are trying to sell more than a product, maybe you're trying to sell your own workouts, maybe you're trying to sell your personal brand in fitness, having a YouTube channel that not only has video thumbnails showing people what they're going to get from watching that video, but also then has those videos categorized in a nice, succinct way. For instance, Yoga with Cassandra, I can jump onto that YouTube channel and look at videos based on how long they are. I could sort them based on whether I want to work on my upper back or my lower back and so on and so forth. So when you're thinking about your overarching visual strategy, it's really about how do I bring the best user experience to my end audience? And how do my visual choices show them that they can trust me and that I am here to help them and empower them? I'm not here just to make a quick buck.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of as someone in the health and fitness industry, if I'm to take everything that you're saying and plan out how my feed should look like in those, like, let's say Instagram, the 9 squares, how do I bring that experience of taking what you just ran us through with that customer journey of, I'm this ideal customer, I'm going to be looking for this type of content. How do I land upon your page and instantly know this is what you're an expert in? And most of the times, like, you're so bang on, if you stumble upon someone's page and it's a bunch of selfies with no context, you're probably going to keep on scrolling. You're probably not going to hang around and be like, oh, let's see what this person's up to. You're like, no, like, I'm going to move along to someone I know is an expert, and their feed really, really helps establish that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly true.
Mind blown. Wow. So, and it's interesting, I keep going back to Becky, now all of a sudden our case study here. And I'm thinking about how if I were to stumble upon her page, I would see her memes, which would instantly either tell me, yes, like, I like what she's putting out there, like, she's for me or she's not, but it would be visually communicating that without my brain having to do that extra work, burn the calories to figure it out. Like, instantly, exactly. I would be able to tell.
Exactly. And you just really hit the nail on the head. That is what visual communication is. Mm-hmm. It takes only a tenth of a second to actually have all of those visuals tell your brain whether or not it's worth you spending more of your time looking at it. Only a tenth of a second. It takes us 8 seconds to comprehend a sentence of text. So this is a huge reason why visual communication is so important today, because our options in front of us are endless. People can jump to, you know, 40 different, let's say, Beachbody, 40 different Beachbody coaches in 5 minutes. You can look at all of these different coaches, and just the visuals alone can help you narrow down which ones you want to focus on before you read anything about who they are or why you should trust them. So it's definitely one of those things where the more you focus on leading with visuals that tell your end audience who you are, the better. A lot of Becky's memes, as an example, were photos of her son, an utterly adorable kid, by the way. But part of it was her just showing how much she cares about her family. And for her, the lifestyle that she wanted was one where she could be home raising her kid while still bringing money into the household. And so her photography shows that lifestyle, because that's, she was living it. I mean, she's, when you're also living that dream, you might as well really show it off. And that was her whole point. She wanted to empower anybody in her downline and show them exactly how to get to the dreams that everybody has when it comes to entering this specific space.
Wow. Amy, you have just, like, blown my mind on, you know, so many things that just, you know, I guess I use this analogy a lot with the home run situation, but I feel like a home run with a podcast guest is when all of a sudden they take all these concepts and all of a sudden they connect the dots and make everything just so clear to understand. And I feel that you have done just that. And I can only imagine how much more your book does that in helping people really understand how this can help them. So what are the ways in which you work with people? Obviously, you've got a book, and that's one way that people can learn more about what you do and the science behind visual strategy. What are the other ways that people can work with you?
So I started Killer Visual Strategies 10 years ago. It used to be called Killer Infographics. Funny enough, when we changed the name to Killer Visual Strategies, that's when my publisher said, we're going to call your book Killer Visual Strategies also. So it can get confusing sometimes. But definitely, we've had plenty of network marketing customers come to us. We actually had last year, we really focused on helping one of the top sellers of Herbalife put together an entire system so that she could hand down her business to her kids. And so we really focused on, you know, what's the marketing system for this? What are the different websites we want? And what are the conversion funnels that we're going to put people in? So if anybody's looking for kind of an end-to-end level of service, they can go to killervisualstrategies.com and reach out directly, and we can build a strategy for them. And we can do all of the end-to-end execution. Design all of the content, write all of the content, build websites, et cetera, really any multimedia needs. That being said, people can also find me on LinkedIn. They can check out my LinkedIn Learning courses and the book itself, which I highly suggest for anybody wanting to build their own visual strategies and really own the outcome. The book is called Killer Visual Strategies, and it's available on Amazon.
All right. Awesome. We'll make sure to put the link in the show notes. And in terms of your LinkedIn learning courses, we will also put a link in the show notes so that people can find you. They can learn more from you. And this has just been such a pleasure talking to you, Amy. So thank you so much for sharing all of your, you know, this wealth of knowledge and really helping to simplify visual strategies and how we can take action today.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Are you a health and fitness influencer looking to up your game when it comes to your marketing strategy and keeping your funnel flowing with killer leads? Our monthly marketing funnel membership is for you. This membership gives you monthly done-for-you social media posting templates, Facebook group posts, weekly emails, and a freebie, all written by a professional copywriter to spark curiosity and grab attention. This strategy has been shown to boost engagement as much as 80%. Never worry again about running out of people to connect with this strategic monthly marketing funnel membership. You'll get all the tools you need to post on social media consistently and strategically to attract your ideal customers. You'll be provided with value-packed content to help you serve the people at your table and those watching you in your Facebook group, email list, and social media. Plus, you'll get access to exclusive content and trainings from yours truly to help you continue to grow your business to the level of your dreams. If you're already getting excited, you can get on the waiting list by heading to ashleyshaw.ca/waitinglist. That's ashleyshaw.ca/waitinglist. We'll see you next time on Social Selling Simplified.